Odds and Sods from a World of Dreams. Hello, folks. This time round, we're taking a look back at a slice of Doctor Who history. If you tuned into BBC One in October in 1989, you'd have caught the Seventh Doctor embarking on an adventure called Ghostlight. And on the surface, to the casual viewer, it would appear to be very much business as usual. The Doctor and Ace are investigating a creepy old manor house in Victorian England, where something decidedly nasty and decidedly alien is wreaking havoc. However, if you stuck around for this three-parter and didn't just turn over to Coronation Street like most of the rest of the nation, you'd have found yourself embroiled in one of the strangest pieces of Doctor Who ever screened. And not only is it one of the weirdest Doctor Who stories of all time, it's also probably the oddest thing ever to have been screened in primetime British television. Ghostlight has levels of weirdness equal and perhaps surpassing the legendary, confusing and enigmatic finale of The Prisoner, and it can more than hold a candle to the creepy strangeness demonstrated so often in Sapphire and Steel. Indeed, to find anything as equally offbeat, experimental, and downright bizarre, you have to venture into the one-off dramas that the BBC and ITV used to produce in the 70s and 80s. In this period, both the major channels did experiment with written for TV plays and films that pushed dramatic boundaries, that were experimental and often downright weird. And certainly, Ghostlight is far closer in spirit to the likes of Pender's Fen than, say, Terror of the Autons. And for this reason, Ghostlight is one of the great dividers of fan opinion. It's hard to be ambivalent about this story. Frankly, you either love it or you hate it. Now, personally, I'm very much in the love it category. It's a very rewarding story. It more than rewards repeated viewings. In fact, repeated viewings are actually necessary in order to try and grasp what the hell is going on. And as much as I personally love it, I couldn't actually hand on heart recommend this as the ideal starting point for anyone interested in getting into classic era Who. But if you are a non-Who fan and are interested in innovative and challenging TV dramas, Ghostlight is well worth digging out. You can approach Ghostlight as a standalone piece. There's no fan baggage and show mythology to worry about. It doesn't fit into a chronology of episodes. It isn't part of a plot arc. And you don't need to know the Doctor comes from Gallifrey or has two hearts or any of that other kind of mumbo-jumbo. You can just come to this as a challenging and interesting piece of television drama that explores Victorian values, psychodrama, and ideas about evolution.